The NHS. After centuries of need, the National Health Service was inaugurated in 1948. It was arguably the most important development in medical health for the ordinary people of Britain. Before 1834, although charity hospitals and doctors were available at parish expense, most poor people had no access to medical treatment. Even if available, help often came too late. Many people died from illness and accidents. After 1834, workhouses created by the Poor Law provided limited medical treatment in sick wards. They were effectively the first state hospitals. The only alternative was self-help. For a few pence a week, medical clubs provided treatment and money. A poor person or one of their family was ill. This was still the situation in 1909 when a Royal Commission looked at the medical provision for poor people, including the elderly, mentally ill and pregnant. Unfortunately, the resultant report did little other than to rename workhouses as public assistance institutions. These continued to operate sick wards for the poor. The voluntary hospitals had become contributory, were selective and used more by the middle classes, as some payment was required to be an inpatient. The Poor Law was abolished in 1929, but the intended new health system did not appear because of a national financial crisis and later the Second World War. It was the post-war Labour government that inaugurated the National Health Service in 1948. Medical help became freely available, on demand, and to all citizens. It changed the way doctors were employed and created a single hospital system, merging subscription hospitals, poor law sick wards. It allowed any citizen to choose to pay for private medical care, but all taxpayers now contributed to the National Health Service.